currently worrying about the outcome. So I'm going to tell you a quick story about this, where this relates. So my second 100 mile race, which was 2019, my first race went really well. My first race went really well. We did it in 25 hours and 50 minutes. Okay, let me just talk, you nutter. And it was a great race. It went really well, and I only actually had 3 months to train. So I was like, I took a year off, and then I come back and did the second 100 miler. It was a disaster in terms of the outcome. It was a disaster because I had set myself to achieve the outcome to be a 100 mile race in 24 hours. I was like, I can knock that hour and 50 minutes off with the experience that I've had with the 7 month training camp building up to it. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges. You'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment, and you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. I ended up doing it in like 28 and a half hours, which wasn't brilliant, okay? And it wasn't about that outcome. And the reason that the outcome, I wasn't like, oh my God, it's shit, God, you know, woe is me, is because the 7 months leading up to race day, through the process, allowed me to really raise my standards in terms of the way that I was training, the way that I was eating, my performance in my business, my role as a dad and partner. Everything went up here to the next level, 2 or 3 levels, because through the process I was able to create and form an identity, character, principles, value, determination. I was able to learn, grow, and repeat that process. Now that allowed me, okay, strength, endurance, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And it was never about the outcome. It was always about the process. In fact, the only reasons that I do a 100 miler, even though I say at the end of each race, I'm never gonna do one again, is because the process of getting ready for a 100 miler escalates the level that I perform at in life. It's the, like, literally, I don't do it to get a 100 mile medal. I've already got one. I do it because it really gets me to another level in my state of mind, physically, emotionally, and all of those things are super important. Now, when I see fucking blokes turn around and saying to me, oh my God, I've only lost a pound, or fucking hell, I gained 2 pounds, and they are driving their journey based on whether they've lost a fucking pound or 2 pounds, and they're being so consumed in that bullshit that they forget the importance of the process. Now, if you are trying to lose weight, it's not necessarily about the result. The results are a byproduct of your process, okay? The results are a byproduct of your process. So if you lose 2 fucking stone in 8 weeks, winner. That's a byproduct of you changing habits, changing routines, changing structure, changing your life, and how strong you follow that process, how much you embrace that process, will be determined on how you continue that journey once that 8 weeks program is finished, for example. This is why so many people end up going to do these transformational fucking programs for 8 weeks, for 6 weeks, look incredible, and then 2 months later, they're straight back to where they started. Because they haven't followed the process. They've just been purely focused on the outcome. Can't wait to get that before and after picture. Then what? The process should be creating these fundamental habits, routines, and structures that are in place for life. We're training for life. We're not training for quick fixes. So we have to be able to change the state that we think. Everything is a process, so we change the pattern of thoughts, so we change the automatic way that we think and act and do. And when we do that, we allow permanent change. We allow long-term change rather than short, quick, fired hits. And that is what I want you to have in order to succeed. The process far outweighs the outcome. Because the outcome is just one tiny byproduct. Throughout your life, you're going to hit lots of outcomes. But it's about chasing. Get away. Look at these two psychos. Morning. Well, it's something out of fucking Scream, wasn't it? the process far outweighs the results. It's like the process is what's going to create you, not the outcome. It's the process of losing 2 stone that creates it. It's the process of running 100 miles, getting ready to run 100 miles, that creates you. So remember that. And part of the process is fucking failing, is not doing it right, is going in the wrong direction, and all of those things are part and parcel what will end up creating you. So embrace them. Don't fight them, don't force them. They are part of the process. So stop beating yourself up, okay? I could then lead on to how it makes you feel sorry for yourself all the time or your victim mentality. Process is forever. So stop fucking feelings, self-pity and victim mentality when the process doesn't always go your way. Bounce back, let's go, keep it going. It's about constantly, never ending, 1% process a day. 1%, 1%, 1%. Big win, 1%, 1%, 1%, big win. Make sense? I hope so. Listen, if you haven't already registered to join our priority list for the Remember the Mission seminar in London in November, it's important that you do, because all tickets and information about it will end up being delivered via email first, and places will be given on email first. So we're hoping to have that huge seminar at the end of the year to really fucking finish the year on a strong high after a difficult period of time. We're going to lift the roof off in London and then get out in London. All right, guys, listen, have a great Monday. Start the week strong. Keep it strong here and enjoy the process.